It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and on 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. Final hour of today's show. And you know that when pumpkin spice everything is out, Halloween decorations can be seen everywhere. It is officially fall. It is officially Halloween season. And one of our favorite guests, not only Halloween season, but any time of the year, Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
Doing really well. Thanks for having me in again.
Well, you were mentioning to me before you jumped on the air here, you love the new FM, right? Love
it. Sounds great. Yeah, I heard that you guys had it, so I checked it out. It's a real good, strong signal. It sounded really good.
Yeah, very good stuff. We're excited about it. It helps us out, especially on Friday nights with the high school football coverage as well. And glad you were able to dial it in and get it crystal clear. And I know right now a lot of people are really excited about the Trail of Haunted Tales. You were telling us a little bit about this when we had you on a couple of months ago, just before the Haunted Garage Sale, and you mentioned that this event typically sells out pretty fast.
And that's the rub, is it actually has sold out very fast. And what they have now is some of the earlier ones that it's the less spooky from 4 to 5. They're going to have a younger kid-oriented event that people can go through. There's still some tickets available for that if you go through the Avon Lake City website. And essentially, they don't have the actors out there to scare. It's just a walkthrough, and you can see everything. So it's a little more younger kid-friendly, where the one that happens from 6 until 9 is a little more creepy. There's actors. There's more approaching of the people with the haunted tales that they're telling. But did want to stress the fact for those that don't have tickets, definitely come out, check it out. There's a whole event. There's a whole festival. There's a DJ. There's costumed characters like the Ghostbusters and Star Wars characters. There's events in the library. There's pumpkin carving. There's crafts. And it's just a whole well-rounded, you know, festival-type feel. There's food vendors. So for those who haven't been there, I would suggest come on out, take a look, take in the whole feeling of the event, and then plan on getting tickets the next year, because this just seems to grow bigger and bigger every year. It's become a big civic event in Avon Lake, and so every year they seem to tweak it a little bit, make it a little better, and it's become a really big thing for us.
Now, you mentioned there's a whole festival that surrounds this. I didn't realize that, and I guess we should mention where and when exactly is this taking place.
It's going to be on Saturday, October 19th, and it's taking place essentially when they have the pre-part of it from 4 to 5, so like from 4 until 9, and they close down the whole parking lot at the library, and so you can park at the school across the street or at the high school or down, and there's lots of places to park there. It's just off Electric, east of 83, and Avon Lake is where the Avon Lake Public Library is located, but essentially they close down the whole library parking lot. And so there's all this fun stuff going on for kids and for adults and for Halloween enthusiasts. And there's other groups that are represented, like my group, the Cleveland Haunt Club, will have a booth there, you know, representing what we do and get the word out, as well as other groups and then some fundraiser things. So it's really just a fun, you know, civic event that's based on Halloween.
Now, where's the trail run through?
If you're familiar with that area, it's called the Koff Reservation, okay, right from the library. And there's a wonderful trail system in Avon Lake for walkers, bike riders, dog walkers, whatever. And part of it starts at the entrance of the parking lot library, and it goes through, and it's about a 1.1 mile trail that the event goes through. But there's quite a few trails that go back through this wood area between Electric and Walker Road called the Koff Reservation. And it's part of the Lorain County Metro Parks. And this is a big effort between the city of Avon Lake and the Metro Parks and Avon Lake Library. And that's really the beauty of an event like this, is that all these groups can come together and make something special like this happen. The cooperation and the willingness to work together is really a special thing. So it's essentially right behind the library. It starts out, you walk, and then you end up coming back. And through part of it is through the city streets, and it's cool that several of the citizens on the way back set up their yards in these great, you know, yard haunts that we've talked about in the past numerous times. But it just adds to the old event, and they didn't have to do that. They just wanted to make it that much better. So they really, you know, embrace it, have a lot of fun with it. People have cookouts along the back of it. It's really a big event. If you think about it, you know, there's 2,000 people that are walking through. And that's how many tickets they plan on selling this year is 2,000. And it sold out like in hours. It's amazing. So, you know, it's become quite the big event.
Does that put the pressure on? You know, he's trying to, 2,000 people, we really got to get this right.
Well, yeah, I think it does on the planners. And there's a core group of people. My group, the Cleveland Haunt Club, we more support it, but there's a core group of people who do a lot of work. There's Dave Koss, who's a councilman in Avon Lake, the rec department in Avon Lake, Frank Mamana, and quite a few other people put a lot of work into this. We do what we can to support it, and I can't take the credit for this event. I don't. We just help it. I like promoting it. Our members do a lot with it, acting in it, and props and things like that. But it's these people who really do all the work and put a lot of hours to make this happen. You know, like those meetings that happen that I'm not aware of, the civic meetings and stuff that I really want no part of because that's just mind-numbing to me. But, you know, it's got to happen in order for these things to go on. And so there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that people do to make this fun event go on.
So it takes place October 19th, right? Saturday,
correct.
October 19th. And you mentioned that there are still some tickets available for the first session, which is more designed for the younger kids. So for those who have never been to a Trail of Haunted Tales, this is obviously wildly popular. Well, what is it that makes this so awesome and makes it sell out so quickly every year?
I think the fact that it's, you know, haunted houses are great, but for a child between the age of, let's say, 7 to 12 or 13, the full-blown haunted houses are a bit much. Maybe they're a bit too aggressive, too graphic, too gory, too scary. And that was the whole thought process of this event, was that they wanted to create something that was a little more kid-friendly. It was an event for kids who want to be part of Halloween, but maybe they're too young. And so there aren't jump scares. There aren't, you know, people running at you. There aren't chainsaws. There aren't things like that. This is more atmospheric. They create it with the spooky props, but nothing is too over the top. It's definitely kid friendly, but still very cool. And the adults enjoy it as much as the kids do. And so, you know, you're out on a dark trail and there's lighting out there and the guides have lamps to light it up and areas that it becomes a little darker. They have lighting there, but there's some part of it. It's a little bit darker and scary. And just being in a dark place like that can be, you know, scary out in the woods. So it's a lot of atmosphere and just creating that mood that really does it.
And what exactly is it in that first session that's going to help you guys dial it down so that the kids that are a little bit younger can enjoy this?
I think the fact that the actors aren't going to be out there and it's going to be light, you know, it'll still be daylight. And so you won't have that aspect to it where kids are going to be a little more scared if it's dark. Where it's light, they can see and then they can be, you know, maybe talked down a little bit. And I think it'll just create a situation where it'll be a little more palatable for the younger ones versus in the dark with actors who are in costumes. And you know, it's never like they're going up to scare the kids. They're creating the mood with their costumes and the props. And that's one thing I did want to acknowledge is just going out there and see all the work that's done with the scenes that they create. It's really awesome. And this year they've reached out to like acting troops in Avon Lake, and they're going to have some scenes that, you know, every year they're changing it a little bit, trying to make it better. And so they're adding some things that for those who have been before, there's going to be things they haven't seen before. And they're changing a lot of the different locations of things, themes of stuff. And, you know, it's going to be different for those who have been through before. So I think it really will be much better this year.
So you mentioned the guides are out there as well. Are they kind of telling them the stories as they go along, or do you recall?
more like handlers.
Okay.
The actors will tell the stories. The first one comes up, kind of lays down the rules. Yeah. Welcome to the Trail of Haunted Tales. And these are why, you know, and they, please don't do this and don't do that. And that was my role last year. And so as they go through, the actors will really do that. They approach. And some of it, there's no words at all. The scene tells itself, you know. And so there's a nice mix of that. And then some, it's a whole scene they've had somewhere. It was a, like a little musical with a little bit of a spooky feel to it. Yeah. So they shake it up quite a bit. But I did want to talk about last year we had the event. And if you remember, we had that big storm came in. And it was really pretty amazing. It was a big windstorm. There was no way it was going to go on outside. And so the event was supposed to start at 6 o'clock. And here it's 4:30 and they're scrambling around. They're like, what are we going to do? Well, they decided we were going to move it inside the library. And within about an hour and 20 minutes, we set up a whole complete haunt inside the basement of the library. Wow. It was really amazing how everybody came together. We moved lighting in there. We brought in what props we could. We set up the actors. And basically, we just adapted. And everybody loved it. And a large portion of the people still came out and stayed. And the library was great. They let us still put it on. And everything was moved inside. And it was almost seamless. It was great how, and I was really proud of how our group did and how the library supported it. And it was really one of those things. It was like, wow, we actually did that. That was really cool. So hopefully the weather is great this year. We've been blessed until last year was the first year that the weather really messed us up. But that was, remember, trees were coming down and all that stuff. It was really a bad day. But it turned out to be a great event anyways because of, you know, people's seeing it through.
Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunt Club joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about the Trail of Haunted Tales. Takes place October 19th. And if you want to bring the young ones out there, I don't think we can stress enough the fact that how it's cool, it's safe, it's fun. You've talked about the stories that are told out there. What kinds of story? You don't want to give the whole thing away, but just give us an example. When the kids go out on these trails, what kinds of stories are being told?
I would basically describe them as cautionary tales. Essentially, like, let's say one example would be a pirate, and he's looking for the gold that he had stolen. And he can't leave this forest because he has stolen this. And, you know, it's basically life lessons. A lot of them are like that. Some are more just, you know, based around a character. You know, there's a variety and they're doing some different ones. And to be perfectly honest, I'm not privy to all the stories, and that's good. So there's some surprise to it, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're changing some of the stories that people are doing, and they're kind of shaking up some of the characters. They're adding some things, so there's going to be a lot of variety they haven't had in the past. They're moving things around, you know, which is key, because if it's the same every year, people are like, oh yeah, I remember that. Oh, that's, wait, this is coming up here, and it's not going to be like that here. It's going to be different this time.
Very, very fun stuff. And I know that you mentioned last year, I remember talking about the transformation, moving everything into the basement,
yeah,
how difficult that was. But, you know, basements kind of have a spooky element to them, don't they?
Yeah.
So I can see how that worked out really well for you guys.
And so it seems library basements are even well, it was actually kind of cool because there was a little sound stage on there, and we were able to use that. And the high school actors really embraced that, being on the sound stage and kind of running with that. And essentially, the person who took the lead with the actors, his name is Frank Mamana. He said, hey, here's your scene. Make it yours. Be as creative as you like within the realm of your character, you know. Yeah. And the kids really jumped to the occasion. It was really inspiring to see. And the fact that nobody complained, nobody made a big deal out of the fact. They all said, how can I help? What can I do? And everyone jumped to the task. And that's why I say it really was. It's one of the most proud moments as a member of the Cleveland Haunt Club that we could be that big a part of that and help support an event that was that resilient, you know.
How long has this event been around? Or at least how long has it been around here?
I want to say it's the fifth year. I wasn't involved with the first year. We have been since the second. And they had one that was even much smaller scale that was just neighborhood. And then they reached out to the city and the library, and the city grabbed onto it. And I have to say, the city of Avon Lake, their rec department, and their infrastructure as a whole is so supportive of things like that, events and recreation groups. They really said, hey, we want to be a part of this. How can we help? You know, which is great, because you need that. In order for something like this to go off, you need that kind of support and that kind of manpower and everything. And then they got the service down there helping with things and all that. And it's just become like a real key event for the city. So, when you can have something that's unique for kids, because I don't know anywhere else that has something like this. You know, in Lorain County, there are several cool Halloween events, within the different parks and stuff. But this one's unique in the fact of the actors and that it's more like a haunt and that you go through it. There's ones that you can go and see all the pumpkins and all the scenes. This one varies in the fact that there's acting and it's more of a festival atmosphere sort of thing.
I've got to ask you before we let you go. I love talking about the yard haunts, and I know the yard haunts are something you guys really gear up for every single year. Is it officially yard haunt season? Like, is it okay to call it that now?
It is so funny you should say that, because we actually started our yard haunt map yesterday.
Wow.
People are already excited to put theirs, and our members, and if they go to the Cleveland Haunt Club on Facebook, those who would be interested can join our group. You know, you don't have to join as an active member. You can just join on Facebook and see what we do, but people are already posting pictures. Hey, I'm getting started. Our one member is doing a whole Jurassic Park theme in his yard, and he has giant dinosaurs, and he's 3D printing his own dinosaurs. His name's Raymond Kent, and he's going crazy already. And their neighbors are used to it. They know, okay, this guy's a Halloween nut. Here it comes. But the whole street embraces it. That part of their street on Elmwood and Bay Village embraces it. But our members are already putting on, and we have this Google map that you put your address in there. You add it to the map so people can know, hey, these are cool yard haunts near me. Like, let's say I live in LaGrange and I want to see any ones that are near me. You can go on the Google map and find ones that are nice driving distance for you. Maybe take an evening and just drive around to five or six of them and see. And our October meeting, as I've told you in the past, is our yard crawl, where we go and as a group, we go and from haunt to haunt to haunt, you know, yard haunt, and see what they did, kind of critique, talk about things, you know, hey, maybe if you tried this, or that's a great idea, I'd like to do that for mine. But that's going to be in our last meeting in October, and we're talking about maybe getting a bus this year, and this way we can have everybody on it and go and fit more people, and it's just grown every year. But for anybody who would be interested, they're welcome to add their yard haunt, because a lot of people are into it, and they just don't want to be part of a group or anything like that. And we would welcome them to add their haunt to our Google map if they go on Cleveland Haunt Club. This way, other people can come. Because as I've told you on other times that I've been here, Lorain County has a lot of really talented people who do so. If you go down Abbey Road, you can see some great ones. You go into the city of Lorain, there's some people who do some great. You know, if you just drive through your own neighborhood, you're going to find weirdos like me who are setting up their yard and just really getting into it and having fun.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the things we love about having you in studio, because you know a lot of these hot spots. And I think the bus is a great idea, because you get all those people with the same interest in these yard haunts on the same bus.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you know, you get these people that come together and say, hey, you know, we should go to this place. I remember seeing this house. It was really decked out. And I think the Google Maps idea, that's terrific, because it's so easy to join that club and say, hey, you know what? You should check out this spot right here. I just spent all day Saturday and part of Sunday afternoon putting this together.
Right, and they do so much work, and they want to share it with other people. You know, there's a level of pride to this. They would like people to enjoy the work that they've done. And many of these people build these props from scratch and, you know, are producing these things at their own expense, you know, and a lot of it can really add up. So they want people to enjoy it. They want them to come up, take a look at it, you know, and even people who go so far as have their own little radio station that plays music through the month. There's one guy in Avon Lake that does that. And so it's just, you know, it's a cool thing, and I would encourage people to share their yard haunt with our group if they'd be interested, so other people could come see it.
Absolutely. Well, always a pleasure to have you here in studio.
It's great
friend.
To be here, as always.
I mean, a lot of great things to talk about. It's officially Halloween season now. We're, what, 6 weeks away?
Yep. Wow. It certainly is, and the haunted attractions are opening up. The pro haunts are open now. You can go to a lot of them. We've got a lot of the great professional haunts around here, and I would encourage people to do that. And if you do join the Cleveland Haunt Club, we get discounts at different haunted attractions and stores and, like, makeup distributors, things like that. So there are benefits. But, you know, it's Halloween time, so get out there and enjoy it.
This is like your Christmas, right?
Oh, it's bigger than Christmas.
Very nice. Well, again, check out the Trail of Haunted Tales, October 19th at the Avon Lake Library. Jeff, always a pleasure to have you at my
friend. Thank you so much.
All right, let's get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back for the final half hour of today's show after the University Hospital's You and Your Health segment and Your Money Now here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
It's time for UH Elyria Medical Center's You and Your Health. Here is Dr. William Stanfield, a physician with the Center for Orthopedics, part of the University Hospital System.
Yeah, one of the most unique things we have here is an orthopedic